Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Last spring, mathematician Henry Sigerman found a peculiar post on Facebook. It was by a programmer who could not conjure mental images, a condition called aphantasia. Sigerman immediately recognized that he lives with the same limitation. "When I try to visualize something, I don't see anything," he says, which is curious because Sigerman, 37, has made a career out of visualizing complex mathematical shapes. He is pioneering the use of 3D printing technology to bring rarefied geometry, like four-dimensional symmetries, out of the minds of mathematicians and into the hands of students and academics. "I can't see in 3D, much less 4D," says Sigerman. For the past couple of decades, mathematicians have increasingly relied on digital imaging to see complex shapes, but certain characteristics and symmetries are just not obvious until you look at a physical representation. A digital rendering, even one you can rotate, is, after all, just a series of 2D images. When trying to study a shape in 4D space, much less 3D, even more is lost. "It's all symbols. I want to see it. I want to hold it in my hand," says Sigerman. Using math, which he translates into code for a 3D printer, he creates physical representations of everything from circular paraboloids to hyperbolic honeycombs, some of which appear in his new book, Visualizing Mathematics with 3D Printing. The book's chapters explain geometric concepts like symmetry and curvature using intricate 3D shapes, which you can order to examine for yourself from the 3D printing company Shapeways. Before 3D printing, mathematicians had to resort to plaster molds or carving wood if they wanted a physical representation of a shape. Mathematicians tend to think about objects that can be difficult to visualize, that are in more than two dimensions, and whose physical structure, arrangement, and symmetries are really vital to the understanding of the object, says Laura Tallman, a mathematician at James Madison University who just finished a two-year leave consulting for the 3D printing industry. "And it's not like you can just go to the store and buy yourself a pentagonal hexaconohedron." Tallman remembers going to the hardware store and scavenging for scraps of string and dowels to make her models of complex knots and hinged surfaces. Sigerman was one of the first mathematicians to realize 3D printing's potential for making shapes with impossible to the human hand precision. He began by simply rendering mathematical concepts he thought were interesting, and eventually got into making models to aid other mathematicians with their research. And then he made puzzles and math-inspired shapes that he found aesthetically pleasing. He has exhibited those objects in galleries and math-themed exhibits around the world. Above all, Sigerman delights in using shapes to explain mathematical concepts that are incomprehensible without an advanced degree. Exhibit A, the geodesic saddle. It is made from dozens of hinged equilateral triangles. Laid flat on a table, you'd only be able to fit six of these triangles around a shared point. A seventh triangle causes the plane to wrinkle, moving it out of Euclidean space and bestowing a doily-like texture. The sculpture is now an example of negative curvature, a difficult-to-imagine topological concept. Another of his popular objects, called Grid, explores how to do four-dimensional math without actually being able to perceive the fourth dimension. He explains it like this. If we lived in the second dimension, we wouldn't be able to see objects in 3D space, but we could make out their shadows cast onto a 2D plane, however distorted. Grid is basically a map projection, technically called a stereographic projection. A light source placed above the sphere projects the curved surface onto a flat plane. A 2D person could see that grid even if they weren't able to perceive the sphere. Similarly, we 3D people can theoretically perceive the shadow of an object in 4D space squished down into our dimension. That leads to a series of what Seigerman calls quintessence puzzles that let people play with shadows of four-dimensional objects. Here's how they work. Just as the side of a 3D shape is made of a 2D polygon, the sides of a 4D shape are made of 3D polyhedra that mathematicians call cells. Seigerman and his colleague Saul Schleimer created the quintessence series to look at cells from a well-known 4D polytope called the 120 cell, whose sides are made of dodecahedra. Puzzlers will find themselves attempting to create a shadow of the 120 cell by putting together ribs of dodecahedra. It's deceptively hard to complete, but will teach you a lot about the properties of 4D space. Seigerman is also using virtual reality for toying with theoretical math. Working with the research group LAVR, he creates a 4D Pac-Man-like game called Hypernom. With VR goggles on, you move through a 4D object trying to eat all of its cells. I just don't expect your flawed 3D intuition to immediately grasp how to function in this extra-dimensional realm. And this is just one of several VR toys Seigerman is making. Wait until he finishes his puzzle where you flip a sphere inside out without creasing it. Theoretically possible. This article posted by Luke Whalen.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.